Oh, good. You're up. All right. I know you're probably pissed at me for not waking you up last night, but before you bite my head off, you should at least hear what I'm making you for breakfast, right? Oh. Wow. You're wearing my sweatshirt. No, it's not a bad thing. I was just, you know, wasn't expecting to turn around and see you standing there in my sweatshirt. I've got a weakness for girls wearing my clothes. Something about it just, drives me insane. And seeing you, of all people, like this. Oh, you look so fucking cute right now. Spin around for me, little girl. Let Daddy see how good you look. Good girl. Now, come here. Good morning, beautiful. Yeah, I know, sorry for turning the daddy thing on so early in the morning, but you really caught me off guard and I couldn't help myself. But something tells me you knew this was a weakness for me already. You know what you're doing. You're a smart woman. So, you're not pissed at me for letting you break that whole no sleeping over rule? Because I kind of expected you to make a break for it when you realised you'd spent the night. Oh, good. You are pissed off. That reaction's much closer to what I expected. Okay. All right. Before you yell at me for letting you break one of your sacred rules, let me explain what happened first. Last night, when we were cuddling... Oh, don't roll your eyes at me like that. We were cuddling. We always cuddle. I always pull you in close just like this. Wrap my arms around your back so you can't squirm away from me. Stroke your hair as you rest your head on my chest and relax your whole body against me like you don't have a care in the world. Relax, girl. That's better. We were laying there just like this, and you were telling me how much you needed that spanking because you felt so wound up lately. And then you fell asleep. Mid-sentence, you were out like a light. Yeah, it surprised the hell out of me too. And I was in the middle of figuring out if I should wake you up or let you get some rest, which you so clearly needed, by the way, because you've been working way too hard lately. But before I could make a decision, you kind of drooled on my chest. Oh, don't be embarrassed. It was cute. Your mouth was just barely open and the tiniest little sliver of drool slid from the corner of your lips onto my chest. I couldn't wake you up after that. Rules be damned. Oh, shut up. It was cute. Trust me. I may have watched you sleep for a while. No, not in a creepy way. It's just, you know, we've been friends for years and I've never seen you like that. You're always so, I was going to say guarded, but yes, bitchy works too. But last night, when you relaxed enough to fall asleep, you looked so different, so peaceful. It felt like I was watching that big wall you put around yourself come down right before my eyes. I could just see you, the real you, the you I've been trying to get to know since we started hooking up. Do you know what I thought the first time we hooked up, after you finally stopped fighting our chemistry and realised I'm exactly the kind of Dom you've been looking for? I thought, okay, this is it, finally. I'm going to get to see what she's really like, because I just know underneath that fiercely independent mean girl facade, she's a total softie. She likes to pretend she's a bitch, but she's actually one of the kindest people I know, and she talks a big game about being allergic to emotions, but all of that tough chick stuff is just for show, right? And now I've got her. I'm going to give her what she needs, and she'll stop pretending to be all strong and self-reliant, that I'm finally giving her what she needs, what I know she's been craving for so long. She'll let her guard down and be real with me. And then I tried to hold you, and you immediately rolled away and started laying down those rules. No cuddling, no hand-holding, no spending the night. What else? Oh, no kissing in public, no telling our friends about us, nothing that could feel remotely like a date. No relationships, no intimacy, just sex. Yeah, you're nodding your head like you're proud of me for remembering this. Guess that wall went back up as soon as you opened your eyes, huh? Yeah, should have seen that coming. That's okay. You can try as hard as you want to keep me out, but you won't succeed. I've been chipping away at your defences for months now, bit by bit, little by little. I'm wearing you down, girl, and you know it. I'll roll your eyes all you want, but I'm right. I can feel it. You're starting to let me in. Yes, you are. Sweetheart, you're standing in my kitchen after spending the night in my arms, curled up against my chest, wearing my sweatshirt, which provides me easy access to slide my hand down between us and... good girl. No panties. And you're already so wet for me. Spread your legs. Now, see. Isn't this so much better than running out the door as soon as we're done and waking up alone in your own bed? Fuck. You have no idea how long I've been waiting for you to spend the night here. Every single time you've walked away, I've had to stop myself from dragging you back here and tying you down, forcing you to break all those rules and stop fighting against this. Fighting back against me. Admit it. I'm getting under your skin, little girl. And you can't shut me out anymore, can you? You need me just as badly as I've always needed you. Because this isn't just sex. It's so much more. We are so much more. Isn't that right? Wait. Hey, what just happened? Your whole body went stiff. What's going on? I thought we were... No, don't try and leave. Don't pull back from me. Come here. Look at me. Look at me now. Jesus, you look so scared. What the hell are you afraid of? No, I'm not letting you go. Because I know that look in your eyes. If I let you go now, you'll run. You'll go back into my room, grab your shit and leave without saying a word. And I can't let you run from me anymore. I've been letting you go for months. This whole time, I've done my best to obey your rules and respect your boundaries because I didn't want to push you into doing something before you were ready. I was afraid that if I asked for more than you were comfortable giving, you wouldn't. You wouldn't talk to me about it or compromise. You'd shut down. You'd throw that wall back up and shut me out and throw away everything we have together because you're that afraid of having something real. But that's what this is. It's real. It was never just sex. I pretended I didn't care about you, and I let you pretend that you don't care about me, but we both know the truth. I like you, and I care about you, not as a friend or submissive or little girl, but as something more, something that feels bigger than all those things combined. You're adventurous and smart and beautiful and so passionate that it's almost intoxicating, and the way you challenge me and call me out and keep me guessing, it's I don't even know what to call it. You bring something out in me that no one else ever has. I like the way I feel when I'm around you, and even though you act like admitting it would be the worst thing in the world, I know you feel the same thing I do. This was never just sex, and I can't keep pretending like it is, not anymore. I can't just be the guy you call up whenever you need a spanking. I'm one of your closest friends. I've known you for years, and I know what you need deep down more than anything is a daddy. No, not someone you call daddy in bed because it turns you on. You need a real connection. You need someone who will be there for you no matter what. Someone who can take care of you and give you everything you need. Someone who won't let you run away at the first sign of danger. And if you'll just cut all this shit out and let me in, I really do think that I could be... What are you... Are you seriously trying to safe word me? You've got to be fucking kidding me. You've never said your safe word. I've bruised you, edged you, I've turned you into a crumpled, sobbing mess at my feet. I slid the dull edge of a knife over your skin while you were tied to my bed, and none of that made you safe word. But pointing out that you and I are basically already in a relationship, that crosses your line? No. Shut up. I said, shut up, little girl. Stop saying the safe word. I heard you the first time. I just don't care. I can't let you do this right now. I'm not letting you shut down like this. You don't get to cut me off because you're scared. I'm not letting go of you until... Oh, no. Stop struggling. You know you're not strong enough to break my hold on you. You're going to hurt yourself if you fight back like this. No, I'm not letting you go. I can't. I'm sorry, but I can't. You're mine. You've been mine since that first night. The moment I felt you let go and come for me, it was all over. You're mine, little girl. You are mine. And I'm yours. Stop fighting and kiss me back. Kiss me back right now. Kiss me. Ow! Fuck, did you just bite me? All right. Fine. That's how you want to do this? Okay. Fine with me. If you need me to be rough with you, I will. If you need me to overpower you before you give in, I'll do it. I'll give you what you need. I'll fight with you. I will fight until there's no ounce of strength left in your body, and I'll win, because deep down, you want me to win. So struggle all you like, but you're not leaving until I say what I need to say. Oh, all right. This is what you need, right? You need me to grab you by the throat and slam you against the wall, press your tiny, fragile little body underneath mine, make you feel trapped and surrounded so that you can't escape from me even if you try? Look at me, little girl. I said, look at me. I'm losing my patience, sweetheart. I know you're a masochist, but I am barely in control of myself right now. And if I have to slap you again before you open your eyes, I'm worried I'll start leaving bruises on that pretty face. Good girl. You're pathetic. You know that, right? I saw through that whole independent act the moment we met. I see you. You pretend you only want sex because sex is the only form of affection you've ever allowed yourself to accept. Because somewhere in that fucked up little head of yours, you've decided that vulnerability is weakness, and you can't be weak. You won't allow yourself to be weak, but you're wrong. And I'm going to show you exactly how wrong you've been. And I'm going to show you exactly how wrong you've been. Spread your fucking legs for me, little girl. No. Now, open your eyes back up. I want you to keep eye contact with me as I push my cock inside this. Oh, perfect little pussy. Oh, fuck, you're tight. Wrap your legs around me. Put your arms around my neck. I've got you. I won't let you fall. I promise I've got you. Oh. God, I need you. I need you to stop fighting me, to stop shutting down and running away because you're so afraid of being weak. Being vulnerable isn't weak. Needing someone isn't weak. This isn't weakness, little girl. No. Weakness is throwing up walls and making rules to keep anyone from getting close to you. It's weak to close yourself off from everyone and everything that could make you feel safe. It's weak to deny yourself the opportunity to have something real because you're too afraid of getting hurt. Being scared isn't weak, but letting that fear control you, that's weakness. And it's bullshit. And I've let you get away with it for so long, but not any more. I need you to be strong for me now, little girl. I need... I need you. I've needed you since the day we met. I care about you so fucking much, and I know you're scared. I'm scared too. I'm scared of hurting you. I'm scared that I'm wrong about us, and that when this is all over, you're going to walk out that door again and never come back. I'm scared you'll break my heart. But you need to know, I will do everything in my power to keep you from getting hurt, okay? And if you leave... I won't follow you. I won't call you or show up at your house. I'll tell everyone we had a fight and I'll make new friends. If you don't want this, I'll let you. But you know what? At least I can tell myself that I tried. But if you stop running and shutting down and just let me in, I'll take care of you. Because you're mine, little girl. I'm your daddy. And I'm going to make sure you get everything you need. I'll give it all to you. All of it. And you're going to take it. Just fucking take it. Like a good girl. Take it. Take it for me. Because you're mine. Stop closing me out. Just let me in and let me make you mine. Oh, fuck. Yeah. You're mine and you belong to me. You've always been mine and you know it. And I'm yours, isn't it? Doesn't it feel good? Having a daddy, little girl, someone who finally gets you. Someone who finally understands what you need and can give it to you. Just like this. Just like I'm giving you my cock. Just like I'm giving you what you need really deep down inside. Isn't it good? Isn't it? Come on. Be a good girl and stop fighting me. Just let go. Oh. I've got you. You're safe. You don't have to be scared. Just take it. Let go. Come on, let go. Let go, baby. Come on. Come for me. Come for me. That's it. That's it. Oh, God. Come for me, little girl. Come on. Good girl. That's it. Let go. I've got you. Oh. 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 No, 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 don't unwrap your legs just yet. Just, Can we stay like this just for a second? because when I let you go, I might really have to let you go for the last time. And I'm not ready to do that just yet, so let's just stay like this for a little while, okay? Hey. No matter what your decision is, I'll still make you breakfast. You can just, you know, take it to go if you don't want to stay here. I have Tupperware. Also, I think you should keep the sweatshirt because it really does look good on you.